Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial. And in case you just are tuning in, we have a great show going on. In case you want to hear the first part, you can always access it through our podcast at kxoradio.com. You just click on the upper right hand where it says Let's Talk About It, and it'll show you through all these different shows. And this show will be on it pretty soon.
Hi, welcome back. Well, yeah, and for those of you who are already listening, we promise not to go back and actually say everything we've already said.
No.
So you get a bonus prize for having already tuned in. We are joined by Peter Loft. He's a licensed clinical social worker for the program called The Incredible Years, which I instantly assumed was about the 50s, right? I mean,
No, that's the Wonder Years. Sorry.
It's about my decade. It's about where I am in my life. But it's not. It's about children.
Yes.
And it's about parents.
Yes.
And making that as magical and inspiring and productive and good outcome as you can.
That's a good name, Incredible Years, because it's incredible. I mean, raising children, it's incredible. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. No,
it's hard.
A good name.
Yeah. But it's incredible.
Well, and incredible as in difficult to believe that the right work applied in the right places could have such amazing results.
Yeah.
Yes. And so maybe I should go over the curriculum in a little bit more detail.
Yeah,
we talked about the importance of the relationship building, the special time. And that's what we'd call the foundation of the pyramid. That's by far the most important thing in a parent-child relationship, nurturing your bond with them. And then we talk a little bit about praise, the importance of catching your child being successful. Typically, when kids are doing what you want them to do, especially with school age, so 6 to, say, 12, 13, you know, they come in and sit down at the dinner table the first time you ask them. Typically, we take that for granted. And what we would say is you should be praising that. You know what? Thanks for coming in the first time I ask you. I really appreciate it when you do stuff that I ask you to the first time, because it's the positive reinforcement of the praise that helps internalize that, which makes it something they're going to do all the time anyway, whether you're there or not.
Not typical for parents. I mean, it's not a natural. I'm the error detection device.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. When they, well,
they're
when
doing
they,
something wrong.
When they don't come in, you're like, you know what? Why aren't you here? Blah, 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 blah.
No, and, you can't do that. Why did you do that?
Yeah.
Stop it.
And the trick is, if you can get yourself to be more aware of noticing when they are doing what you want them to do and give them that praise or encouragement, or even if it's just a thumbs up, you're going to get more of that, because we know there's this one principle that's come out of quite a bit of research. You know, many, many years ago, it's been proven time and time again, it's the attention principle. So the way children operate is behavior that gets attention from a caring adults, either their parents or their teachers, increases in frequency.
That's why it's important to be the caring adult.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And that's why it's important to be positive, because typically, if you think about the parent who might be taking the kid coming in the first time, they ask them to sit down at the dinner table, pretty minor behavior. They take that for granted, but when their child doesn't, because they're just too busy with their friends or something like that, they're like, you know what, I told you the first time, mm-hmm. how come you didn't listen to me, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
What about
giving it a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And it's negative attention, but it's still attention. And so what happens, kids who get a lot of that negative attention for this minor disobedience, whatever you want to call it, they're more likely to be disobedient in the future. Because two things are happening. One, they're not getting any credit when they do come in on time. And secondly, they're getting a whole lot of attention.
Negative attention.
For being disobedient. And as an adult, we think, what? That doesn't make any sense. Me criticizing my child is going to cause them to do more of what's going to get them more criticism. And the reality is, that's true.
So they are so attention hungry that, like a 3-year-old, they're going to eat a soggy potato chip. Negative attention, rather than eat a nice crunch. You know, well, those are soggy. I don't want them.
Yeah.
They actually do want them.
Yeah.
Better than nothing.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, better than nothing. Yep. And even, I think what gets tricky with the school age, because children are getting more independent, and we do want to promote them being a little bit more independent, that it's tricky to know how to navigate what to give attention to and what do you just let your kid, you know,
so
go,
it's
go
it's
with.
More positive, you know, positive behavior. You give the attention to the positive behavior that they're doing.
Yes. And then for behaviors that are particularly challenging for a child to master, like, so for example, maybe a child really struggles with reading.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.